Welcome to Learning Outdoors. Today, you'll be hearing from Thomas, Eirik, and Sonia. I have invited Eirik and Sonia in today to discuss an outdoor education in kindergartens and primary schools in Norway. I know it sounds ironic speaking about outdoor education in schools in the light of the coronavirus situation, considering we're now all being encouraged to stay indoors, but this podcast is about the positives of outdoors. So we hope after this podcast, you all go outside and break the rules. Just kidding. Do not do that. Even if what we have to say is convincing enough, stay safe and double your Norwegian personal space by zero to keep at a safe distance. We really hope you learn something from today's podcast, as we believe outdoor education and experiences is beneficial for all. Welcome, Eirik and Sonia. It's fantastic to have you here today. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, sure. It's good to be here. My name is Eirik Kongstein. I am a kindergarten teacher to be after a while. And at the moment, I'm currently studying outdoor education at USN.
Nice.
My name is Sonia Kibaya, and I am a kindergarten teacher to be as well. And right now, I am taking outdoor education.
Well, it's very good to have you both here. Thank you. Some of our audience today may not know a lot about outdoor education. So a brief explanation on what that is. Outdoor education in kindergartens and schools has a huge focus on empowering children to be creative and interact with the outdoor environment. Instead of being dependent on technology, it brings focus on experiencing learning in a different setting. It incorporates teamwork, leadership, and cooperation. Best way to imagine it is a classroom outside in nature with no desks, and it gives students the possibility of being imaginative with their learning experiences outdoors. So, Sonia, we'll start with you. I have a good question for you. How has Norway implemented outdoor education in the school's curriculum?
Well, that's a very good question. The Norwegian government has implemented a physical education by making fruitless leave as a part of curriculum. And they have done this by making outdoor activities available all year round.
Very cool. It sounds like Norway is quite ahead with the times on these kind of things.
They actually are. It's one of the country which deals with outdoor education more than any other country that I know. Mm-hmm. So, like, kids in kindergarten and school spend time outside, not like other schools where it's just inside. Mm-hmm. I can give you an example. Like, children in kindergarten spend half of their time outside playing in the yard and finding things in the forest, while kids in primary school are also outside. And even like right now in the town in Horten, they have implemented they're trying out it's called HOPE, like mm-hmm. activities inside the class. I was in practice last year, and it was actually really impressive to see this. Like, children would learn like numbers while they were jumping. So they implement physical exercises while learning. It's fun for them.
And that's how learning should be. Not boring.
Yeah, not just sitting and reading. Hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Eirik, we'll come to you on a question. How has Norway implemented this kind of curriculum?
Well, the thing is that this curriculum are guidelines for the kindergartens and are there to help us in our work with the kids. Mm. When it comes to outdoor education, it's all about giving the kids some opportunities and helping them developing. So the outdoor exploration and experiences, they can encourage environmental awareness and desires in children to protect our resources and maintain a sustainable or develop a sustainable development. So there's actually a lot of reasons when it comes to nature and environment to have this curriculum.
So in the light of the curriculum, Sonia, you were talking about how often children are having education outside. How does that work with the seasons in the year? How do Norway approach that?
Well, when we start with kindergarten, in the summer they are 70% outside. That means they're only inside to eat their lunch sometimes, or they might be outside as well, or they might spend the whole day just playing outside and maybe like half an hour resting in the wagons or something like that. And in the winter, it's 31%. But if we take the example this winter, it hasn't been that much cold. So children have been mostly outside than inside. So they spend from 8 o'clock to 10:30 just playing outside around the kindergarten backyard. And after lunch, around 2 o'clock, they're also outside until when their parents come and pick them up. And when it comes to primary schools, they're outside during the breaks, because their breaks like from, I think, 10 o'clock to 11, they're outside. And then from 12, they have like 15 minutes break. And every break, the child has to be outside to get fresh air.
It's very interesting how it looks like they plan ahead, and usually if the weather is good and it changes, it doesn't matter on the kind of the type of year or type of season that it is.
Actually, it doesn't, because in Norway they say there's no bad weather, it's just bad clothing.
Yeah, definitivt dårlig vær, bare dårlig klær.
That's right, because children in kindergarten, you'll find them playing in the rain, in the snow, when it is 26 degrees hot, they're just running around. They don't really care. So in my opinion, I think it's the best, because having a child being inside like for the whole day, it makes them feel stuffy. So if you go and bring your child from the kindergarten, they are so happy because they're just running around.
So it seems like there's just a big focus on health and making the best decision for the children. Eirik, what are some of the health benefits of outdoor education?
Yeah, there are so many of them. Also those are implemented in the curriculum. If we are to talk about specific health benefits, it's all about laying the foundations for good habits with the kids in kindergarten. Good habits can last all the life. And they shall discover the joy of movement. But also considering appreciation for food and social well-being and emotions and such. But for being outside, there are some very distinct benefits. It's, of course, the cognitive development, level of concentration as the kids can have. There has been some studies that says that kids that have been attending nature kindergartens are actually better at concentrating when they come to school, because they are used to switching on and off this different ways of learning. There is also the physical activity, developing of motor skills. It's great for developing motor skills, and both the bigger movements like running, jumping, climbing, but also for smaller motor skills like having grab things with just fingertips and all of this. It's also a good way to try to prevent obesity. In Norway, the last numbers I've seen is that in Norway, between 15 and 20% of 8-year-olds are obese, and 3 to 4% of them are serious obesity. And by implementing all this physical activity, that we can do something with it. But it's also about social development and well-being, how to interact with other people, and how to feel with yourself, how things are.
It seems, you know, from what you're both saying, that there's a lot of enjoyment aspects to having outdoor educations in schools. But also on a serious side, it's a genuine concern and focus on facilitating an environment for children to be healthy and to exercise, and also interact with each other, as well as interacting with their environment. Is there some sort of philosophy Norway use that helps them integrate these kind of practices in schools, Isaac?
Well, yes, of course, there are some philosophies for that, and maybe one of the more known one is the philosophy of Arne Næss about deep ecology. It's about that every being on this planet, whether it be humans or plants or animals, has a right to live, equal right to live and to blossom. And it's all about how to make it that the other, well, the environment is not there only for us, it's there with us, so to say, as I understand it. So and to have a good attitude towards the environment and other life, you have to have a good attitude towards yourself. At least that is my opinion. People can read and consider for themselves, but that's my personal opinion and philosophy. With the foundation in Arne Næss philosophy.
That's this whole podcast has taken me back, kind of going on discussing about that, growing up in Australia myself, we had lots of outdoor education, and very similar to some of the things that you both are talking about, but at the same time, there's so many layers to the outdoor education in Norway. And, you know, there's the fun aspect and there's the health aspect, there's the philosophical aspect and much more. Whereas what I am used to in Australia, it's good to be outside, but you don't really learn much about why. If you understand what I mean.
Yeah, I do understand.
Hmm.
Did you want to say something about that, Sonia?
No, I think that the government and the society is trying to make children more independent, trying to teach them to be more responsible. Because if they take care of the nature, then they are responsible for something else more than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So teaching this a child who is under, like, from 6 years growing up, so that means that child is going to be responsible. If they'll see a paper on the floor, maybe they'll pick it up and put it in the trash. So I think teaching children outdoor education makes them to be more independent and makes them to be love nature more, which is something that the world actually needs right now.
Yeah. And I think also, personally, as a Norwegian and living in Norway, I see that Norwegians take pride of the will to be outside and have this thing called friluftsliv. And if we are to have that in the future, we have to take care of the environment and nature, and that has to start in the kindergarten.
You're absolutely right. Well, I think that's all we have time for today, but I just want to say thank you both for coming in and sharing. I took a lot out of it.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure and great to be here and talk about this.
Yeah.
Same here.
That's great. Well, until next time, guys, you stay safe during this corona crisis. And to our listeners out there, we hope you got a lot out of this too. Stay safe as well and have a great day or night wherever you are. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.